elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu. Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to, and I mean lots, so we'll try and do that. Let me get to the phones right away. We'll take care of some business in a minute. Let me get to Sonny and James. You guys are up first. You get in, make your calls. Tell me what you think is going to happen. It's sort of a – I labeled it Prove It Week a number of days ago, and I think that's what it is. I think this is the week that we really learn more. You know, because, again, I think right now the world of college football has nothing but questions in it. I mean, if you ask me, you know, who should be number one right now, I might say Ohio State, but do I really believe in Ohio State? No. Do I believe in Texas? I don't really believe in anybody right now. You know, I thought that that Penn State would be one of the dominant teams in the nation, and they may well be before all is said and done. But they're not right now. And right now, you know, they're still trying to figure out the losses of Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren, who were probably the two best players in college football. You know, and so, you know, those were big losses. I still think it's an elite team that should be playing a lot better than they are, but they're not as yet. So this goes back to Mike's point. It's just premature to go down the road that Mike suggested in my mind. Again, I think they're reasonable questions, and by Monday they may be a lot more reasonable. I'm not ruling out what Mike is saying. It hasn't gone well the last few years. Not by best is the standard. But it's too early to say whether this team can get back to best is the standard. It's still possible. There's still a lot of talent on this team. You know, listen, I thought that a lot of these draft sites, which are basically always wrong, were a little overzealous in where they were ranking some of these Clemson players. I've told you all along, K-Klubik's never going to be the number one pick in the draft. Never. That just wasn't going to happen. I didn't think Antonio Williams was a top 15 pick. He was being portrayed as 14. Parker and Woods, I liked, but wanted to see more from both of them. And you know, at this point, I have more questions than answers, particularly as it relates to Parker. But the point is that this was the talent level that people were talking about. So I don't think the expectation level was wrong with the amount of talent and experience, especially given the playoff performance in the second half against Texas, who was thought to be an elite team. So there's still a lot to be determined. There's still a lot of season left to go. You know, we've seen Clemson look bad in championship seasons early in the year, and I'm not saying that this team is that level of team. I'm saying that we didn't think those teams were then either. So more is to be determined, and the next step is this weekend. By Monday, Mike, we're going to have a lot more certainty as to the answer to your question, one way or another. Sonny, and then James. Sonny, good to have you. Appreciate you hanging in there.
Hello, Walt. I was just calling. I wanted to know what you think about South Carolina's offense, Dick. It's a lot of work got to be done there.
It does. And you know, look, Sonny, the way I look at it is you got to free Lenora Sellers. I don't know what's going on with Lenora Sellers and Mike Shula, but Shula's coached three games, and he's the guy who's turned Superman back into Clark Kent at this point. And
I said that last year.
Yeah.
In the bowl game?
In the bowl game, yeah.
I said he tied his hands for some reason.
Yeah.
He wants him to be a pocket quarterback when he's just not a pocket quarterback.
Well, look, I think he can be a pocket quarterback. I want him to be all of that. You know, I think he has the physical ability to be anything he wants. But if you're only going to let him throw it 19 times a game, which is what's happened in each of the first two games, then you're cutting all of it off. Because a lot of the runs he makes are off-schedule runs from when he drops back to pass. So just free him up. Let him go. Stop trying to control everything. Just take the cuffs off and let him go. Because you're not beating Vanderbilt unless you do.
I know. And Harper, that's my next question.
Yeah.
I've coached football before, and I've seen too many times because guys got 10.1 speed.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make him a good receiver.
No.
Because he's still learning how to run routes.
Yep.
He's got no wind to break off a route when he sees his quarterback in trouble. He's got to become that threat to where they almost double cover him every game, freeing up other receivers.
Yeah, no, you're right. Look, I thought he made a little improvement last year in some of those areas that you mentioned, and I expected him to make a bigger jump this year, especially because he gave up track and was dedicating himself to football, but we haven't seen it yet. On the other hand, Sonny, when the quarterback's only throwing 19 times a game, I don't know how much we're going to see from the receivers. So,
you're right. Yeah. And one more thing, I got to get out of here, but I love your show.
Thank you,
Sonny. One more thing. You were talking about the Clemson game this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to be 21-10 Clemson.
I hope you're right. And I know. Yeah, maybe you will be. Hey, Sonny.
Clemson's defense is good enough when they play right to stop Georgia Tech.
Again, I hope you're right, but the weapons concern me. I'm anticipating a close game, but I hope you're right. Hey, you need to call more often, Sonny. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, Sonny. Very kind of you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the receivers are hard to judge when you're only letting the quarterback throw it 19 times a game. I don't really understand what Shula is doing. I know this. I know you have a guy who is completely unique as a talent. And when you have a guy like that, you don't limit him. You turn him loose. And South Carolina winning football games depends on, like I said earlier, there's no way on God's green earth that the same recipe that this team has used for the last three games going back to Illinois last year with Lenora Sellers is going to work against Vanderbilt. You're going to lose. Forget covering. You're going to lose. You're going to lose by 10. If we get to your Monday and Lenora Sellers has thrown 18 times and completed 11 of 18 for 140 yards, you lose. You have to turn him loose in every which way. You have a super dynamic player. Don't put him in a box. Let him be him. Play to his skills, all of them. He has an incredibly diverse skill set. He completed 65% of his throws last year. He proved he can layer the ball. He's got a howitzer for an arm. I mean, the kid worked all offseason to be great. And It's not his fault. It's your fault. It's just bad coaching. James and then Paul. James, how are you, James? Good to have you.
Good. Appreciate y'all getting me in. Yeah, hey, I think you hit everything on the head. You covered about everything I was going to cover. I think Lenoir can absolutely be a game changer. The question is are you going to, you know, cripple him or are you going to let him, you know, be, you know, stick to his good skill set that he's got? You know, I was going to say, give me some sort of, you know, some sort of pot. Don't give me the reasons, you know, well, we'll beat Vanderbilt because statistically we own them. Like, you don't own this Vanderbilt
right.
team, you know, I think Diego Pavia is a different animal. I think this Vanderbilt team's a different animal.
100%.
And I'd like to think, you know, South Carolina could still win just because of the home field. But, I mean, that's uncertain because of what we saw last week with Virginia Tech. Like, Virginia Tech didn't have an answer for them. So, at this point, I still want to say I think South Carolina's got a good chance to win. But, I mean, I'm really – really, really worried about this Vanderbilt team. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, South Carolina is going to win the game if South Carolina lets Lenoir Sellers be Lenoir Sellers, because he'll be the best player on the field, including Pavia, if they let him be himself. If they limit him...
I just think Vanderbilt's too cocky or too confident for their own good, but maybe they've got a right to be cocky or confident.
Right.
You know, maybe
I think it's a good club. I mean, I think Vandy is way better than people understand. I think they have lots of weapons. You got talent at receiver. You got an All-American tight end. You return almost everybody. The defense was good last year. You return the whole defense. And you have Pavia and his confidence, arrogance, whatever you want to call it, which just matters. And you know, it'd be one thing if this dude hasn't backed up a lot of what he said, but he has.
But he has.
Right.
Yep.
He's backed it up. I mean, he beat Alabama. He beat Alabama. Yep. He beat Auburn twice, once at New Mexico State and once at Vandy. And so he's already slayed some of the big SEC teams, and he almost beat Texas last year. So
absolutely,
you know,
he ain't afraid of South Carolina.
Yeah, he's not right. He's not afraid of any environment. You know, he's not going to be intimidated. There's nothing that you're going to intimidate him. I mean, it's just I think his whole family's that way. You know, I mean, his two brothers were arrested the other day. You know, so I don't think you're intimidating this cat at all. I think if you want to win, you got to beat them. And you're 100% right, James, in your assertion. This is a better Vanderbilt team than we've seen in a long time. And therefore, you know, the stakes are much higher. This is not the team that South Carolina's beat their brains in. So it's not that South Carolina can't win, but the only way South Carolina is winning is if we come back here on Monday and people are talking about how Lenoir Sellers outplayed Pavia.
Right. Hey, well, while I've got you on the phone, because I need your advice on something. So I love sports. I've always wanted to be involved with Underdog because y'all excite me every time y'all talk about it.
Yeah.
Can you kind of like give me the layout on how to sign up for Underdog? Is it like a debit card system? Is it a PayPal? Can you lose money? Is it like legit? I would obviously like to definitely participate in Underdog because it excites the living daylights out of me every time y'all talk about it. But I want to know is it legit?
Yeah.
Is it like a debit? Yeah. How do I sign up? Like whenever I went on Underdog earlier, they got like a little thing on the top end corner where it talks about like a deposit. What's the layout?
Yeah. All right, James, I'll answer for you off here.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. I mean, it's just simple as can be. You know, you get started with a deposit. You know, right now you get a special offer. If you put in code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, you're going to get $50 with your first $5 play. So you make a $5 play, and they're going to give you $50. So that's to your advantage. In fact, I'll tell you about that right now. And, Paul, hold on. I'm going to get to you, Paul, in a minute. I know you've been hanging on. But yeah, it's just it's that simple, James. So yeah, take advantage of that. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But yeah, football's back. Underdog is the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower. Stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. My play last night, I had one play last night, and I thought I had a winner. I mean, I had McManus, the kicker, higher than 1.5 field goals. I had one receiver over 19 yards, and he went to 48 or something. The only thing I missed was I missed Austin Eckler, who I had higher than 20 yards, and he rushed for 17, and then he blew up his Achilles. So I was actually going to win that play, and an injury, a second half injury, kept me from winning that play. One more run, and I probably would have. If he had injured his Achilles just one run later, Ramona, not that I'm rooting for anybody to injure their Achilles. I would much have rather have preferred he stay healthy. So I got a little bit of a bad break because I would have won $505 on that. There was a 75% boost. So, and I love the boost. So, James, man, I love the boost. But it's easy as can be. You know, you just go put something in your account and you start to play. It's just that simple. And everything else is self-explanatory. And it's like you have your bank, and you can, you know, take it out, leave it in, withdraw when you win. That's up to you. Easy as can be. And I think you asked, how do you pay? You can pay. You can enter money into your account a million different ways. I use PayPal. That's what I use. But you can do it a million different ways. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage. So in other words, you go put $5 in and make a $5 play. You can get a bonus with promo code Road Rage of $50. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Quick break. Paul and Henry, you will be first when we get back.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
I'm Qualk from 105.5 The Roar, and I trust Grass Nerds for all my lawn care needs.
Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
When it comes to taking the guesswork out of grass work, I trust the Grass Nerds.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Mondays are always the best sports talk radio day. Join me for the Mickey Plyler Show Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar. Dr. Steve Martin will be our guest talking sports medicine. We're going to review Reaction Monday, review South Carolina and Vanderbilt, Clemson and Georgia Tech, Georgia and Tennessee, Notre Dame, A&M, all of college football weekend, the NFL weekend, Major League Baseball weekend, even a little NASCAR at Bristol on Saturday night. Join us, Mickey Plyler Show Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby.
Walked up Tulip Road Rage. We're back. You know, I've had a lot of people asking about Kansas State and Arizona. Paul, I'm coming to you in a second. I just want to reiterate something that I said all off season, and for the life of me, I just do not get it. I do not get the Kansas State coaching staff. I think they're idiots. I don't understand it at all. You have a quarterback in Avery Johnson. Again, I said this preseason. That's why I did not rank Kansas State. I said, I don't know why. and I seem to be the only person who knows this, but they said that they really don't want him running the ball. And the thing is, when you evaluate his skill set, it's absolutely clear his greatest strength is as a runner, not a thrower. And it's his running that opens up his throwing. It creates second level and third level eye discipline issues, and that is he's able to take advantage of. And this is at the school of Bill Snyder, the guy who basically invented the dual threat quarterback. And Avery Johnson, again, Avery Johnson last year rushed for over 600 yards when they did not want him to run it. And I just couldn't understand it at all. And now they suck. All right. They suck. Climate Company, they suck. They're awful. And they just got beaten by Army at home. And Avery Johnson against Army rushed for 14 yards. Avery Johnson against Iowa State, 21. Game two, a nobody. North Dakota, 43. And game three, 14. And almost none of those were scheduled runs. Those are off-schedule runs because they did nothing about instituting a quarterback run game as a part of their offensive arsenal in the offseason. Honestly, that's really grounds for dismissal. It means you're not playing to your quarterback strengths at all, and that's why I hate this team, and I don't understand it for the life of me. His rushing total on underdogs like 40-something yards. I don't know how you could possibly play that unless you play it under, because unless they have some sort of epiphany and they've decided maybe we should stop losing and maybe do something with some degree of intelligence. But no, they haven't. And so Avery Johnson, one of the best running quarterbacks in America, has 78 yards rushing at this point in the season through three games. 78 yards rushing in three games. 14 against Army. Are you blanking kidding me? Paul in Annery. Paul, how are you, Paul? Good to have you.
Just fine, Walt. You talking about Yoders? I come by there on 24 between Townsville and Anderson, and I looked over at that facility they got. I said, my God, they could build it. They got so much material in there, they could build a city the size of Anderson.
Yep. It's awesome.
They got a lot of inventory, that's for sure.
No question. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, well, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this, but I don't want to hear anybody come in here Monday if we lose Tech and talk about how tough the environment is, because I've been to Grant Field many times to see Clemson play, and normally we might have quartered us fans there or even more sometime. I mean, that's not going to be a problem with noise or anything.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, our fans are louder than theirs, but I don't think the home field is going to be an advantage for Georgia Tech, But I am worried.
And if it is, so what? If it is, so what? I mean, it's a game you have to
but
have.
They don't ever. I mean, I've been there several times, and most of the time, like I say, they're more Clemson fans there. Sometimes it seems like they are Tech.
But
let me tell you what. I go to Columbia a couple of times a week. Let me tell you what talking heads say down there, and which I don't put much faith in these guys, but. They were talking about the coaching staff doesn't have any confidence in him throwing the ball downfield or consistently throwing the ball downfield. And they watch him in practice, and maybe that's why they don't cut him loose.
Paul, my answer to that would be, I'm sorry, I watched him all last year. He completed 65% of his throws, and he threw the ball. His yards per attempt was among the best numbers in the country, so they were all vertical throws. He had no offensive line. His receivers were suspect, and he had one of the great first seasons that we've seen an SEC quarterback have. He worked all off season, and obviously he was committed to the task, and now he suddenly can't throw? Honestly, I think that's just friggin' dumb. I mean, I think that's stupid talk, and I think South Carolina better wake up, because the reason right now that they suck is Mike Shula. That's the reason.
No, I agree with that. But this is like you were saying about this time. This is not my grandfather's bandy coming in there. I mean, that tells you. Just like Georgia Tech, this is going back to, I think they're probably just as good, maybe not as good under Paul Johnson. Now, I wouldn't feel too bad if Venables was our defense. And I'm not saying I can't get it done. I mean, he may be just as good. But you remember Bendel finally
figured it out. Yeah, he figured it out after
Johnson.
A while. You know, there were were other factors too. I mean, you know, it's easy to figure it out when you have a bunch of NFL dudes on the defensive front.
Yeah, but they got a lot of yards on us before then. It was like I used to tell George Rogers, I was going to take him some in Clemson end zone, but he told me, he said, Paul, he said on WCP, he was on one of the go. He said, I got a hell of a lot of yards in between.
Yep.
You know, but anyway, I think both games are probably tomorrow's going to be a pretty good weekend. I think. You know, last weekend everybody, son and I were talking. Well, it's probably not going to be that good a weekend as far, but it was some great games. So
yeah.
It surely were.
Yeah, I knew there'd be some competitive games. I think this is an enormous weekend and what I'm calling prove it weekend, because I think we're going to find out a lot more about these teams by Monday in terms of who and what they really are. And I think I have almost nothing but questions at this point. I mean, I don't feel great about anybody. And so I'm really interested to watch these games. I mean, I think the winner of Clemson, Georgia Tech takes an immense step forward. I think the loser might be out. I think the same thing is true with South Carolina and Vanderbilt, Georgia and Tennessee.
It's probably the biggest game so far. No doubt the LSU game, like you said before, it really didn't mean anything.
Right.
But if you lose this, and you're going to be behind the eight ball, no doubt, and Georgia Tech's going to be one up on you.
Yep.
Have a good weekend,
Walt. Thank you, Paul.
Talk to you Monday.
Yep. And really, Georgia Tech would have a two-game lead. So, I'm always very reluctant to use this must-have thing, because I have found over the years that what's must-have today turns into a different must-have like 3 weeks later. You know, there's always a next must-have, okay, or most important. This is the most important. But given what we've seen so far, given the nature of an ACC that looks a lot different than we imagined before the year, maybe Miami is truly legit. I mean, I put them 11 or something, but maybe they're better than that. Maybe Florida State is top 10, you know, so and there are some teams that we don't know about yet, like Pittsburgh, who I thought highly of before the year, et cetera. And Georgia Tech themselves, because if Georgia Tech were to win this game, that basically would put them up two games over Clemson, unless you get into a three-way tie type of situation. So you do not want to be playing from behind in this season, because I think the league now looks tougher than we thought it was going to be going into the year. I haven't even mentioned a team like SMU, who gave away a game against Baylor, but could still be quite formidable. And we don't know what Louisville is. I'm still not high on Moss, so we'll see about them. But I think you understand the point. There's an essential nature to this game. You don't want to say must win, but it feels pretty close to a must win from a Clemson standpoint. We're going to talk more about that game and more about all these other games. Let me get to Jerry. Jerry, how are you, Jerry? Jerry, good to have you.
Thanks, Walt. How you doing, bud?
Good, Jerry. Thank you.
Walt, it's that annual time. I did have to call in to Fast and John this morning to say this, because John's a member of the of this group as well. But just to let you know, as I do every year, the number one chain crew, not in the state, not in the region, but nationwide, will be on the field again at the Tel Hanna starting tonight.
There you go.
And again, we don't need a preseason Dabo. We come out ready to play on the very first snap and trying to be a major stiff for all the other chain games within the nation. And what you see tomorrow on TV, those officials that do it, they don't even compare. I mean, we are the best. We don't only say it, we have people say it about us.
I love it, Jerry.
And so I always want you to know that.
Yep.
And again, I'm going to go on this. I did say this on Fast. I said quality. Again, I respect you, Walt. Clemson's had their two preseason games. Dabo wants to talk about there's no preseason for them. They've had their two preseason. Mm-hmm. LSU game was a wash. Whether you won it or whether you lost it, would rather have won it. So, okay, what are you going to do tomorrow? You've had your two preseason games. You've had, is it maybe the second week that you've had without Williams in the lineup? Then be prepared for that. Coach that up. So, again, I'm not making any predictions on tomorrow. I want them to show me what they can do.
Yeah.
But rest assured, Walt, tonight, we never lose. Same game.
I believe you, Jerry. I believe you. I knew right where you were going when you started that. I remember this conversation well from last year. Yeah, I think the real key for Clemson is for Cade Klubnik to find his confidence again. Now, you know, I think Clemson's done some things to try and help that, but done some things that have hurt it as well. I think early in this game, you want to try and run the ball successfully with Randall and company, and you want to get Cade some short, quick throws and maybe even one read stuff. Get the ball out of his hands. Get it out of his hands. Get something going early in that regard, and then as the game goes on, the second quarter, then air it out a little bit. But get those things going at the start of the game so you get his confidence, get him feeling a little better.
I agree, because again, I looked at his eyes last week, Walt, and again, kind of lost. And again, his fourth year, you shouldn't have that lost look for as long as he had it. He's got to come out. He's got to come out of that. But again, the offensive line. I mean, my gosh, just get natural. Here's the thing: Georgia Tech's offensive line is going to test Clemson's defensive line tomorrow. Brent Pry is a great offensive line coach. And he has those guys playing well. I don't care. People say, well, they play Colorado. I don't care. Again, a good offensive line is a good offensive line. And I think he has good young talent. And again, and they're just going to get better. So tomorrow, you know, if you're a championship team, then you go down to Georgia Tech and you win that game. I don't think it's good. You know, it may be by the skin of your teeth, but the main thing is at the end of the day, just win. Yeah. Again, it's like you said, a must win. Every week is a must win. Yeah. That's the mentality that you have to take. It's got to be a week-to-week thing.
Yeah.
Take it one game at a time. You win this one, and then we'll talk about whoever we play next week.
Yep.
Have that windshield mentality and Thank be ready
you.
To play.
Thank you, Jerry. Good speaking Thank, with you again. Well. You know, again, I think it's I really do think it's a vital game. I don't want to come in here Monday with Georgia Tech beating Clemson 27-21, and I don't even really want to think about that conversation on Monday, because people will be out of their minds. The only win then will be over Troy in a game that you trailed 16-3 at the half. And you think there's some negativity brewing now? I mean, that scenario, and I don't know if you can recover from that. I mean, I really don't, given what I think is sort of the new nature of this ACC this year. So we'll see. Illini J and Michael, I'm coming right to you. But before I do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York-style pizza and wings, do not worry. Moretti's in Malden has you covered. You don't need to drive 12 hours to Western New York. Trust me, the truth is right here in Malden, and the truth is awesome. The pizza, it's thicker than New York-style, not doughy. It's a perfect crust. It's baked to perfection in a real stone oven. I had the Greek pizza. It was amazing. Ramona had sausage, peppers, and onions, and it was incredible, too. We had the wings. We had a wing sampler. They only have like six types of wings. They're masters of them. They have taste tested them against actual buffalo wings. They're the original buffalo recipes. They're unbelievable. Trust me. Crispy on the outside, juicy inside, spicy, buttery kick, tangy finish. You'll love it. How about the beef on whack? It's a legendary sandwich. It's a Buffalonian special, and it comes with roast beef that they cook for 8 hours. They slice it thin, pile it high on a Cumberweck bun. You have to try that bun to believe it. And then it comes with au jus and horseradish sauce on the side. That's to die for. Everyone tells me this Mama's Italian beef is incredible. I've not tried that yet. Moretti's has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, which are enormous, and a full bar, of course, which is really separate from the restaurants. And sports fans, they've got you covered. Big screen TVs everywhere. There's one wall with nothing but big screen TVs, and they'll put your game on. They're going to show all the Clemson games, all the NFL games, but if you have a team, they'll put your game. They have plenty of TVs, trust me. And then there's the Little John Coliseum table made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Ask to see that. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Trust me. You'll thank me later.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger Tailgate Show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Mark McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yep, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you, or visit fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Power outages aren't just inconvenient, they can also be critical. The team at Blue Ridge Electric is always on standby, ready to restore power as safely and quickly as possible when outages strike. Report an outage at your home or business through our mobile app. See real-time service maps on the app and check our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Download the Blue Ridge app today to report your power outage. Blue Ridge Electric. Built on service, wired to deliver.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Walt up to the road rage. You know, man, I can never quite figure out the temperature in this place. Like normally, like I'm always hot. Like there've been times in here, like in this summer, like man, I felt like I was in the Sahara Desert. You know, like I'm always hot. But like right now in here, it's like 28. I think I'm getting frostbite on my fingers. I'm not sure how that works. I mean, I'm not quite sure how that works. In any case, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. You know, when I say they're the most experienced, they're the most experienced. They've been doing this for nearly 90 years. I mean, think about that. What did your neighborhood look like 90 years ago? Do you have any idea? Gilstrap was putting roofs up. I mean, it's insane to even think about. It really is. Gilstrap is the Upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof repair, roof replacement. They do it all. They replace Daredevil's roof. All the neighbors wanted them to do theirs, too. That's how it works. Look, you're working with the best. The experienced team of roofers specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. This is Gilstrap Roofing. They work alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. Listen, let me tell you about the Gilstrap difference. Serving the Upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, GilstrapRoofing.com. GilstrapRoofing.com. Hey, just one thing before I go to the phones, and we'll get to Illini J and Michael. You know, our Tigers for Tatas campaign is coming up, and we are actively seeking significant auction items to auction off. So if you have something that falls in that category, maybe it's an experience, maybe it's a bed and breakfast, Airbnb, maybe it's, you know, anything of significance. If you're one of our advertisers, we would certainly welcome you coming in with something of significance, but you don't need to be one of our advertisers. If you run a business and you're not advertising with the station, but you'd like to be involved in Tigers for Tatas and you have something of value that you think could help us to raise money and to save lives, we would be very receptive. And, of course, you would get publicity during the live auctions that I'll be doing at that time. So if you have anything like that, and again, we really are looking for larger ticket items for this cause. So, you know, if you have anything like that you would like to contribute, you can go to the website, hit the Tigers for Tatas tab, and follow the prompts. You could also potentially let Ramona know. And we could relay the information. we would accept anything like that. You know, if you're, hey, look, if you're a car dealership and you want to donate a vehicle. I mean, it would be unbelievable. I mean, look, why not ask, right, Ramona? I mean, you know, frequently the prettiest girl at the dance is the one who nobody asks because they're worried they'll get turned down. No worries, you know. So yeah, I mean, you know, you're like, hey, you know, you're like one of the a Porsche dealership up on the Motor Mile, you know. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Donate a nice Porsche. I promise we'll raise a lot of money. Let's go. It's all for every dollar goes to the Tigers for Tata's cause. So, you know, if you can help in that regard, by all means. Illini Jay and Michael. Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I hope you and Ramona are having a great week.
Same to you,
Jay. I do want to say one thing. I did not call in yesterday because, didn't want to call in, but I thought you and Ramona did a great job.
Very kind of you.
With the 9/11 tribute. I think I speak for all the callers. You do just a great job there.
That's very kind of you, Jay. Thank you.
Let's skip to Illini J's Fireball 5.
Yeah, let's
picks
go.
Of the week. You know, I started out 0-1 in week 0, went 1-4 the next week. Last week I was 2-3, only because Texas Tech and Central Michigan, they had the covers, and Pitt, oh, God, I hate Pitt. They let Central Michigan come, or Central Michigan's defense just blew up in the fourth quarter, let Pitt cover. Texas Tech let Kent State score 14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. So, speaking of Kent State, who should be on your Sucks Out Loud list right now.
Hey, yeah, we're going to bring that back. Maybe we'll bring that back for next week. And you know, Jay, I'm interested in your picks here because I've heard a lot of people call me and suggest picks the last couple of days, and I don't really like any of what I've heard, so I'm going to be interested. So, let's roll.
Well, I'm going off the map a little bit. And like I said, speaking of Kent State, who I think sucks out loud, I'll take Buffalo. I'll take the man on the Buffalo, the Bulls, the Blue Bulls,
yeah,
-22.5
okay,
against Kent State.
Okay.
Kent State is the worst team in Division I. Secondly, I'm going to stay in the MAC, and I'm going to go outside the box again. I'm going to take New Hampshire. Those New Hampshire Wildcats, a 1AA school, they're actually giving 3.5 at Muncie, Indiana, against Ball State Cardinals. Ball State is also on your Sucks Out Loud list. The third pick.
So you're going New Hampshire.
I'm going to take New Hampshire, yeah, -3.5.
I can see
I think
that.
They win by a touchdown.
That's a pretty interesting pick right there, Jay.
Third pick, I think Kirby owns Heupel. I can't remember the last time Tennessee beat Georgia.
Yeah.
I'll take Georgia -4 up there in Knoxville.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to the MAC, and I'm going to take Liberty -5.
It's MAC action everywhere. It's Jay's MAC action week. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's MAC action,
yeah,
baby, and
okay,
they start up, I think, next Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, so you're doing what
Tuesday,
now?
Wednesday, Thursday. I'll take Liberty -5 at Bowling Green.
Okay.
And the last pick I have for all the degenerates out there, I'll take Louisiana Tech -9.5. And they are hosting the Aggies of New Mexico State. This is another sucks out loud pick. both teams suck, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, see, that's a wise strategy. When suck meets suck, go with the ones who are getting the points.
And especially the ones that are at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and on that note, yeah, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Jay Ramona with some major degenerate picks. I mean, yeah, Jay had to search far and wide for that little collection of picks that he just made. His focus this week on MAC action teams or MAC teams that are playing other teams OOC. We'll see how that works out. Very interesting. Michael, I will get to you on the other side. I'd be cutting you short if I put you up right now. So just hold on in there, Michael, a minute or two, and we'll get to you. Yeah, it's going to be – look, I'm going to have some picks for you. I'm going to have some Road Rage guarantees for you later, so stay tuned for that, too. That's coming. And I don't know how many, maybe five or six. I had to search a little bit this week. I did not love – like, when I started going through the games, I don't know what game number I was on, but I went through a lot. I didn't like much. We'll get to it. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply. Bennett Equipment Supply has been in business – a quarter century. You need to go to the website, bendequipment.com, bendequipment.com. Trust me, it's all there. You'll thank me later. Get to that website. Four locations to serve you. 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. Providing you with equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. They're built to care. They're built to last. Trust me, there is. And then you have this great marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. And I've seen a Takeuchi excavator work on my property from morning to night, rented from the Westminster location. It was amazing. It's true. Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. This is Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. It's the best marriage in the industry. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this union. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry, world's first compact excavator in 1970, world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. Sales, rentals, service, parts, you know how it goes. Your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, it's Bennett Equipment and Supply. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores, along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors. They offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has